Tim Book, Territory Sales Representative for Verdesian Life Sciences. Tim, where is your territory?
My territory runs the western half of Iowa, western Missouri, and the eastern third of Kansas.
Well, I can't resist tapping into your knowledge of that area right now. In areas you've been through, how are you showing the harvest progress?
It's progressing along pretty rapidly. I would say that in the Missouri and Kansas geographies, most of the corn has been harvested, but we are a little bit behind on the beans. And in my Iowa geography, it's kind of the opposite. The beans are close to being wrapped up, but there's still a fair amount of corn yet to be harvested, Ken.
Did we get past some of these complaints people had on mold and other fears as they went, as they came out of that wet period this late summer?
In general, the geography that I travel, those concerns did not materialize, which is a blessing. So so far, so good. It's in terms of the quality of the grain that's being harvested. We've dodged a bullet so far this fall.
Tim, I've noticed that the soil temperature is still setting just above 50 degrees in a lot of areas, but once it drops below that, I would say farmers would like to start doing a little fall fertilization. Are you hearing that?
Yeah, absolutely. While they're still focused 100% on having a safe and prosperous fall harvest, the next success tool that they'll put in place is their fall fertilizer program, given that Mother Nature cooperates. And putting those plants together for having a bountiful crop in 2017.
Well, to make that happen and to keep their costs down, which I'm sure farmers are very concerned about how much they spend in the coming year with prices as low as they are, how would you recommend they keep their fertilization where they want it until the crop is ready to use it?
Well, there's a couple of strategies that I strongly recommend, and first of all, it would be that most of the geography that the listeners are able to hear my voice in, and yours, Ken, will be using anhydrous ammonia, and my recommendation is that they use a stabilizer to protect that anhydrous from loss, and the big part of that would be protecting it from denitrification or leaching, and that will help to keep the nitrogen in the soil profile where it, the corn crop can utilize it, as well as keeping it out of the water supply. So that's one area that I would definitely recommend is to strongly consider using a nitrogen stabilizer. And we at Verdesian Life Sciences just happen to have a brand new one, NutriSphere NH3, that can help solve that problem.
Well, give me a little of the science here on what happens with this ammonia once it goes into the soil. What does it do that gets it gets away? What does it do that causes it to get away? And what can you do to hold it where it should be until the plant can use it?
Great question. There's really three main ways that nitrogen can be lost in the soil or once it's applied. You can either lose it through volatilization, so going up into the air. You can lose it through leaching or denitrification. And the two main areas that farmers will be concerned about this fall will be usually that leaching and denitrification, because you're putting that anhydrous ammonia on this fall, and it still needs, that nitrogen needs to be there all the way through grain fill next year of 2017. So we want to make sure we're doing things right so we don't have a situation where we're spending dollars and it ends up down in the Gulf of Mexico somewhere.
Absolutely. Let's talk about another area, and that is if you were putting down nitrogen next year, early season, what do you think of that strategy, either independent or as well as putting down nitrogen this fall?
Well, 9 times out of 10, the reason why guys put fall fertilizer on is the workload and the window of opportunity to get that nitrogen placed on. So I'm a strong advocate and proponent of split-shot applications. I'm a firm believer in doing soil samples and getting something off of the soil sample results called a CEC, Ken, and that stands for cation exchange capacity. Your soil is only going to be able to hold about 10 times the value of what your CEC is in the soil. So if you have a CEC of 13, you can only hold about 130 pounds of nitrogen at any one time, and that's where a split shot application would be necessary if your yield goal is going to say be 180 or 210 or something like that. Now obviously if your yield goal is less than 130 bushels and you have a CEC of 13, well then you can probably get by with one shot. But that's a general rule of thumb I try to make in my meetings that I hold with producers. And then obviously with those nitrogen applications, we want to protect whatever form of nitrogen that that farmer is using, whether it's urea, UAN 28-32%, or anhydrous. And we at Rhodesian Life Sciences have a formulation of Nutrisphere to protect and stabilize all of that nitrogen.
Well, it sounds like you've got a lot of things covered here. Any special equipment required to use Nutrisphere NH3?
That's a great question. As we're just launching our new product to protect anhydrous ammonia, we have partnered with Surefire Ag to put some equipment on the farmer's toolbar or on the toolbar at the retailer or co-op. This equipment is uniquely designed to give accurate, even row-to-row distribution of Nutrisphere N when applying that anhydrous. There's a Surefire Tower 100 system, and it's got dual metering tubes and a distribution system with pumping kits that contain everything needed to get the product to the ground and to stabilize that anhydrous through the growing season next year. So really exciting, and we've got a great cost-share program to help, so it's pretty easy on the producer's wallet when it comes time to put that equipment on their toolbar kit.
Timbo, last question, and that is research that Rhodesian has done. Is it enough to make you feel confident that the Nutrisphere N and NH3 really work?
Yeah, great question, Ken. Beyond a shadow of a doubt, Nutrisphere will get the job done and help protecting against all three forms of loss: volatilization, leaching, and denitrification. And why I say that with so much confidence is Nutrisphere N has been tested on more than 20 million acres, including farms in 40 different states. To date, the product has been used on well over 34 million acres. And in 381 field trials to date, Nutrisphere N has contributed and helped increase the average corn yields by over 11 bushels. Now that is proof positive that Nutrisphere will get the job done and provide that farmer with a great return on investment when he's protecting his nitrogen dollar.
Tim Book, thank you very much for talking with us and highlighting the benefits of Nutrisphere N and NH3 and the new equipment that you've got as well for farmers to be able to utilize it. May you continue to have a safe and prosperous fall season.
Thank you very much, Ken. Thank you.